Let me tell you, I got the secret to a workbench. When you build your workbench, build two of them. Because, you know, you always got things that you don't know where to put. You can't ever find a place for some things. And they always just end up on the workbench. You spend all this time on this workbench, and it's always full of junk when you need to use it. So build two. And that way, when you don't know where to put the rest of the stuff that accumulates, it's kind of like faking yourself out, you know? I don't know where to put this stuff. Let me just put it on the workbench. Well, build you a fake one over in the corner, and then you just keep all that fake stuff over there on that workbench, and then that keeps your real workbench clear. That sounds about right, right?
Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I do run into that problem myself. You get working on something and get it halfway apart, and then you got to stop and go do other things, and you come back out there and your workbench is in a mess. Yep. I understand that perfectly, but I do have a workbench up in the building, and it's just become more storage space than anything, because that's where things put when you really can't make up your mind if you want to keep them or not.
I understand exactly what you mean. It's my shop's full of that kind of stuff, you know. I've got coffee cans full of nuts and bolts that, you know, every now and then you need some kind of weird something. And, you know, hey, I remember, I think I saw one of those in one of them nut and bolt bins back there, you know, that you... And then you pull nuts and bolts out, and you don't want to have to, you know, throw them back in the bin they blow, so you just throw them in the bucket, you know, that kind of thing. So, that shop's full of that kind of stuff. It is a machine shop. It's a welding shop, too. It's got all these little bitty parts and this and that everywhere. So, you know, I learned a long time ago, if you're going to build a workbench, let's just build one or two. And then, you know, maybe we can keep one of them clean enough to where you can actually get something done on one of them. But somehow or another, don't seem to work that way. But it helps for a while, you know. But eventually, it's going to fill both of them up. There's nothing you can do about it.
But, you know, you get to working on things, and a project like that, a lot of times you start working on it, and things just don't go as anticipated. You just find things wrong. This is actually one little project that came out way better than what I thought. My workbench was really a piece of mainframe equipment that the bank, when I used to work for a bank, and they were throwing this piece of equipment away, and I said, well, I'll take that. And I took it home and stripped all the guts out of it and made a workbench out of it. Well, the casters on it were in bad shape, and I just put up with it for years. Before you couldn't hardly get it to move, and now I put different casters on it, and if I'm not careful, it'll roll out the garage and down the driveway by itself.
I see. Well, maybe don't oil them so much, you know, I guess, but I don't know. We've got some things down there on casters, some pretty, you know, kind of heavy stuff, some of the tables and this, that, and I don't know why we put casters on them, because it gets so heavy you can't move them. But we put channel iron on the bottom of everything, so we pick it up with a set of forks, you know. But if you need to nudge it for a few inches or shift it here and there, it's kind of, but we got a lot of heavy stuff down here too, so, you know, but I understand what you mean. I'm trying to figure out mainframe. I'm trying to picture that in my mind, but I can't. I can't picture it. It's just a workbench with wheels, right?
Well, that's what it is now, yeah. But it had one of these particle board tops on it, covered with formica, and it was in a mess. It's only about 3 feet by about 2 feet, and it just at the right height to stand out and work on. I put a new vise on it, and I stripped all the wood, everything, all the way down to the bare frame, repainted it, And for the top, I used 2x12, and I got 3 pieces across it, and it just worked out perfect. And it's just, I'm real tickled. The only thing I got to do now is paint the handle, and I got my air compressor in it. And when I'm done with the air compressor, I always release that little valve, release the moisture in the air. Well, it spits out rusty water, and I'm going to get a little tube to put on there so that it don't go all over the plywood. It goes all in the floor.
Right. We have to keep ours outside because it fills with, yeah, just oil and rust and this, that, and the other. So I know exactly what you mean. We got some stuff down here. We have to use a dryer and a particular filter to keep, you know, we got some stuff down here. The air is pretty sensitive. You know, can't have any moisture, can't have any debris in it. So we got all this filtering and dryer kind of stuff, you know, to keep that stuff dry. But moisture is a problem. It's real bad in the summertime. I mean, you fill air compressor up in a hurry if you don't pay attention.
Understand. Anyhow, I know this is changing the subject drastically, but sometimes at the end of the day when I'm just tired and wore out, I sit and look at stuff on YouTube. If you get a chance, go search on Duga, that's spelled D-U-G-A, radar, and look at that. It is absolutely fascinating. It's something they built in the Soviet Union to detect missiles over the horizon. And to look at the size of the antenna structure of that is unbelievable. Anyway, I'll go ahead and turn it back to you. Maybe we'll get some more check-ins. Good talking to you, and hope you have a good evening. KC4SKD.
Larry, and appreciate you dropping by. 73 to you, and tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. Happy New Year to everyone, and I hope you have a good night tonight. This is KO4NUE. It has been a true pleasure to be your net controller. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. I am clear frequency.
NUE, KI4LCI.
This is KO4NUE.
Good notice to not being that you never was, you never got QST, but I don't know how well you're coming with your CW, but tonight would be a good time to practice your CW. This is straight T night all throughout the country with CW.
Had it. It's slow. I can't seem to sit down in a coordinated pattern consistently, and that's just not helpful at all. So I'm just trying to get things to where I can sit down and stick with it consistently. But I'll listen in and see what's going on. I probably can pick a few things out. But are you doing well? Everything okay your way?
Now I've kind of got a little respiratory situation. If I talk too long, I cough. But I just was wanting to point out to you, when I heard you a while back talking about CW, always at the end of the new year, going into the first of the next year, they call it straight key night. They do. And everybody around that does CW, whether they're using current equipment or old equipment, no matter what the speed, they do CW. And I just thought I would mention that to you.
Well, I appreciate it, Andy, and appreciate you dropping by. Like I said, nice talking to you. And let me get on out of here and get my radio shut down. I'm going to bed down for the night. 73's to you, sir. It's KI4LZI, KO4NUE, 73 of clear frequency.
I'd mention it. KI4LZI.